So the Heilige Mishnah weiter, Masechtes Terumos, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Ches. Ein term in Shemen al Zeisim Hanichtoshin. You can't separate Shemen, olive oil, to be the Truma for olives that are going to be crushed. Didn't we learn this already? Yeah, where did we learn it? In Mishnah Dalet. Okay, turn back to Mishnah Dalet. In Mishnah Dalet, we said Ein term in Zeisim al Shemen. Ah. Doesn't say Shemen al Zeisim. There it says Zeisim al Shemen, the other way around. In Mishnah Dalet, we learned you can't separate olives as truma for olive oil. Here we're saying you can't separate the oil for olives that are going to be crushed. You used to put the olives in a special machteshes that would crush them to get the oil out. Below yayin ala novim hanidrachin. You also can't separate wine as truma for grapes that are going to be pressed. Here's the problem. The olives and the grapes that are prepared to be crushed or pressed, each one in its own way, to get out the oil or the wine, are considered loy nigmara malachtam. We didn't finish the malacha yet. That's why I can't use oil or wine as truma for the olives or the grapes that are about to be crushed and pressed. Because you can't take off truma from something that is nigmara malachtam, that has been finished already, to fix davar shaloi nigmar malachte, something that has not been finished yet. We're going to see that beferish in Mishnah Yod B'ez Hashem. But v'im taram, if you didn't listen and you were mafrish, oil for olives that are about to be crushed, or wine for grapes that are about to be pressed, the din is truma se truma, v'diyeva, the truma does take effect. Min ha-Torah it's truma, except that midrabbanan v'yachsa v'yitra. The Rabbana said, we want you to take off truma again, because you weren't supposed to do this. Well, let's go back to Mishnah Dalet for a moment. Over there we learned, if I remember correctly, that when you separate olives as truma for the shemen, the truma is not truma even b'di'evit. So how come over here we're saying the truma is truma? It's just that, do it again. In Mishnah Dalet, when you took off truma from zeisim on the shemen, we didn't say, the truma is truma, but do it again. We just said it's useless. The truma that you separated doesn't count. And the answer is like this. Which is worth more, the oil or the olives? Obviously the oil, because if the olives that are made for oil, you have to still press them, crush them. The shemen is already a finished product. So when you separate shemen for zeisim, true, you weren't supposed to do it, but there's no loss for the kohen. The kohen, if anything, is getting something worth more. There, where instead of getting oil, he's getting zeisim, still have to be processed. In Mishnah Dalet, where instead of getting the wine, he's getting grapes that still has to be pressed, the kohen is losing out. So there, Chazal said, the truma should not be truma at all. Okay, so either way, once again. Ein term in shemen, you can't separate the oil al zeisim hanichtoshin, for olives that are said to be crushed, v'lo yayin al anov manadrachim, or for grapes that are said to be pressed, v'im taram, but if you did truma say truma, the truma is counted for truma, or the midrabana yachsa v'yitrim, you have to take off truma a second time. Zok the Mishnah weiter. Harishayna midamas b'fnei atzma. When truma gets mixed up with chulin, Chazal made a takana that you have to have 100 times chulin keneged the truma to be mevatelet. In other words, if a piece of truma gets mixed up with 99 pieces of chulin, it doesn't become batel. The whole thing has to be treated like truma. None of it can be eaten by a non-kayan. That type of a mixture is called midumas. Truma in the Torah is called dema. Midumas means this truma mixed in over here. What can I do with this? If one piece of truma falls into 99 but not 100 pieces of chulin, so it doesn't become batel, sell it to a kayan. You can sell it to a kayan, but you can only charge him for 99, not for 100, because one of the pieces is truma that belongs to the kayan. But this din is only in regard to the first truma. That's what the Mishnah means, midamas bifnei atzma. If I separated oil on zeisim hanichtashin, or wine, on grapes that are set to be pressed, and then it falls into 99 of chulin, whatever that is, 99 of that amount of chulin, so it's midamas. All becomes practical truma. A czar can't drink it. And a czar who would eat it b'shaygeg has to not only pay the keren, that means the base amount, he also has to pay an additional fifth. That's the halacha with any czar who eats truma. We'll see more about that later in the Masechta B'ez Hashem. avaloishniya, but these halachas would not apply to the second truma. The second truma, which Chazal said you have to do a second time because we're punishing you for separating oil on zesim hanichtashin or wine on navim hanidrachim, this isn't as strict. It's only midrabanan. So if a piece of this truma falls into chulin, if there's roiv chulin, you don't need 100 times the amount. You need more chulin. If there are more pieces of chulin than there are pieces of truma, so even if one of this truma falls into two of chulin, it becomes batal, because that's the din min ha-tayra. And should a zar eat it, he would not be chayav a chaymish. And let me just tell you that, generally speaking, if I stam have iser v'heter, something that's us is something that's mutter, min b'minay, both are the same. Two pieces of meat. One is kosher, one is not kosher. It becomes batal b'rayv. If it's liquid, so when the Torah becomes batal b'rayv, the Rabbanan say you need shishim, you need 60 times the amount of heter k'neged the iser. But by truma, whether it's a dry piece into a dry piece, or liquid into liquid, it has to be 100 times the amount of truma. But that's only the first truma over here, not the second truma. The second truma becomes batal b'rayv. With the first truma, if you eat a b'shaygig, you have to pay an extra chaymish. With the second truma, you don't. And there's another chilek, explains about tenura, between the first truma and the second truma. The first truma is pater an meiser. Any truma is pater an meiser. You don't have to give meiser from the truma. The second truma, which is only midrabanan, is mechuyav b'meisers, because min ha-toira, it's really tevel. The kohen that's receiving the second one is doing it as a takana. We punish the person to do it a second time, but it's really not truma, it's really tevel. And therefore, you have to separate truma and meisers from it. So, chazing over our Mishnah, Mishnah Ches, you can't separate olive oil as truma for the olives that are set to be crushed to get out the oil. You can't separate wine as truma for grapes that are set to be pressed to get out the wine. But in this case, if you're over and you do separate oil for zeisim hanichtashin or wine for anavim hanidrachim, the truma is truma, except that Chazal said you have to take off truma again. The first one, which is real truma, is midamas bifnei atzma. That means if it falls into less than 100, the amount of chulin, the whole thing has to be treated like truma. And one would be chayiv chaymish, an extra fifth if you ate a b'shaygig. That's not true for the second truma. The second truma would become batal b'rayv. However, the Batra reminded us the second truma also needs that you take off truma's emaisers from it. Normally, truma is patra emaisers, but the second truma is not real truma.